Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. And my name is Sayo Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is March 11, 2017, and I am absolutely excited, despite it being so hot down here in South Florida. My goodness! We go from winter to summer and then summer all year long. So we have winter maybe about 2-3 days out of the year, and today is one of those hot summer days. But I will not complain because I am in the beautiful state, the Sunshine State of Florida. And, of course, the best part of Florida is definitely South Florida. And even better than that is being a resident of the wonderful county, Miami-Dade County. So I'm really, really excited. So today we will be talking about the title of this week's show is Guess What? Now, you will be asking yourself, guess what? What is she going to talk about? What is she going to say? I'll just give you a snippet of what today's show will be about. Realizing the decisions. One step or one decision that you make can catapult you to reaching your goals and dreams, and you never know where it may lead to. And so today that's what I want to talk about, because I personally felt that this past week, and I tell you, my mind is, I don't know, even know what to say. I can't even contain myself because I can't believe how one step led to something else that I didn't even think about. I didn't even think of the opportunity or option. So I wanted to realize, so whatever decision, whatever opportunity there is in life, that you have to press forward. You have to go after it no matter what. I was talking to my friend yesterday. I call her the celebrity pastor now because she is so busy, but I love her to death. And I was telling her that, you know, we both went to go see a prophetess Juanita last month or the month before, sometime this year, and she prophesied so many different things. And I tell you, it is one thing to hear someone say what God is going to do, but to actually see it come to pass is another experience. And I'll get to that later in the show, but I just want to talk about, what is it that you want this month? I'm not talking about this year. I'm not talking about the next 6 months. I'm talking about, what do you want this month? Whatever you want this month, how hard are you willing to work for it? What will you do to achieve that goal and dream? And I tell you, truly, as God is my witness, what happened to me earlier this month, I cannot even fathom it. It's one thing to go after something, but even when you think the door is closed or you didn't get the result you expected, it can lead to another opportunity. But you have to ask yourself the question, are you open for new opportunities? Are you open for bigger and better things? Because I truly believe, as a follower of Jesus Christ, as a Christian, whatever you want to call it, whatever title you want to use, me personally as a believer, I think what we are achieving for is the thing. But then when God has a bigger thing, how do we respond to that? How do we react? And I say that to say, you never know. If you take one step of faith, if you take one step of obedience or willingness to be used by God, you never know what's on the other side of that step. And I say that from experience, as this past weekend, first of all, I just want to say this year has been mind-blowing. As God told me in 2015, it's the year of great expectations. But he told me in 2016, it's the year of great abundance. And I tell you, it's not just monetary. It's every form and fashion of life. Do you truly believe that God has something in store for you, not this year, not in the next 6 months, but this month? As today is March 11, 2016. I'm already saying 2017. Oh, Lord. As March 11, 2016, that the next few days of this month that is left, God has something in store for you. But are you willing to go after it? Are you willing to achieve it? Are you willing to sacrifice for it? Are you willing to pay the cost spiritually and earthly to achieve that golden dream? And I tell you, do not shortchange God and do not shortchange yourself in reaching those goals and dreams. Whatever you believe, you can achieve if you're willing to receive. Ooh, that was good. I got to even write that down myself. I even forgot what I said. Now you just have to listen back and remember what I said. Now I have to go listen back later after the show is over to remind myself what I just said. But it was good. That was divinely given. So whoever that was for, if it wasn't for anybody, it was definitely for me. Because I tell you, I am going to work hard and go after everything that is an opportunity. And if it's not of God, then God himself is going to have to close that door, because I am really tired of seeing people with so much potential. I am really tired of seeing people mope and complain and all this bickering about what they don't have, what they can't do because of this, this, and that. But I say, is your glass half full or half empty? Are you looking with your spiritual eyes or your physical eyes? Are you walking by faith or by sight? That's all I got to say on that one. I would just leave that alone, because I tell you, there is so much that God wants to do with his people. But yet the question is, are his people ready? Are you ready to do what God has called you to do? Not your mama, not your daddy, not your aunt, not your cousin, not your boss, not whoever else in your life. But are you willing to do whatever God has in store for you to do in the month of 2016, of March? I'm not saying the year 2016. I'm saying this month, because each day of obedience will lead you to what God's promise is. And I say that to say that this past weekend I had the opportunity that Anissa King looked into me and gave me the opportunity. She saw something in me to provide me the opportunity to be a part of Miss Corporate America and be crowned the regional title of Miss Fort Lauderdale, Florida 2016. Now, I tell you, I strutted my stuff in Orlando, but before I even got to Orlando, the sacrifice that I had to make to even make it to Orlando, I tell you, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes to give life and life more abundantly, and I had to press through the fire to get to Orlando, because so many things came coming up against me. My mom got sick, and then other things started coming out the woodwork, but I told myself, look, if I were to feel in the physical and think in my human flesh that I would not have pressed through Orlando. But something in my spirit and something by faith, even the night that I woke up to drive to Orlando, something woke me up in the middle of the night to say, you got to go. You got to make it there no matter what. It may not be as perfect as you expected, because you didn't get the right dress you wanted. Everything was not falling into place. Being obedient opened another door of opportunity that I was asked to do another pageant, but I can't give you more details until that is final. But I tell you, I thought I gave my best, and my best did not come with the result that I expected. But I tell you something. I want to thank Miss Florida America Beauty 2014, and if I got it wrong, I do apologize, and I will correct if I said her title wrong. She was a judge for Miss Corporate America. See, I'm about to cry. She even poured into my life. Because sometimes we think that if we don't get the result that we had expected, we failed, that we did something wrong. But at the end of the pageant, she came up to me and she said, you did everything how it was supposed to happen. Everything you said, everything you did was how it was supposed to happen. You may not have been crowned Miss Corporate America 2016, but everything you did was how it was supposed to be. She said, even in my interview, that I spoke with so much power and conviction that I am a woman who's a trailblazer, a change agent. And that was prophesied to me last year by Dr. Cindy Trim. She said, we are history makers. And to hear this woman, who's only known me for about 2 days, spoke that over my life and casted out every thought, every failure, every perception that I had of myself, because I did not get that crown. But I tell you, I met 13 other great women around this country, and I applaud the two women who won Miss Corporate America, Mrs. Corporate America, and even Miss Corporate Teen and Miss Ambassador, because those were some great candidates in that pageant. And we all strutted our stuff in the catwalk numerous times over. But yet, even after that, another opportunity availed itself. So I tell you, don't ever look at a result as thinking it's done. Because if God is in the mix and God has pressed you forward, guess what? It's not over till the fat lady sings. If you are that fat lady, you better keep singing until you can't sing no more. That's what I say. And we're not fat, we're voluptuous, we're sexy. We are Bags and Chips and More, of course. But I tell you, you like, Sailor, what is going on today? It must be the heat. I'm going to blame all this right now on the heat because I am sweating bullets, but it's all good. But I tell you something. When God wants to do something in your life and you are willing to go after it, guess what? It will come to pass. But you have to be at the right place at the right time with the right spirit. Because if you are not in the right spirit, you're not in tune with how God's spirit is leading, you cannot go to the next level. You cannot take the next. And even this morning, I was listening to Dr. Cindy Trimmer. Boy, she was giving it on this sermon that I was listening to. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves, yes, as King David, he said, encourage yourself, but sometimes you need somebody else to encourage you. Because when you wake up in the morning, you need to ignite your mind, body, soul, and spirit with God's word, God's truth. Because that ignites something in you. Because I tell you, after listening to Dr. Cindy Trim, I was already on fire last night talking to my friend, my celebrity pastor. That's what I'm going to call her. I'm not going to put her name out there, but she knows who she is. And I told her, we suffer violence, but we take it by force. I told her, in this season of my life, I ain't playing. If you ain't on my team, you ain't on my side, you better move out of the way because you will get run over. Because I just tell you, God, people need to be so hungry for what God wants to do in our life. God, people need to be so hungry for the blessings that have our name on it. Because remember, the devil is not going to give you your blessing on a silver platter. He's not going to say, hey, here you go. I want to give this to you because the Lord said it's for you. No, 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 no. You got to fight for your stuff. You got to fight for whatever has your name on it. If it's ordained by God, you need to go fight for it. Just as God told the Israelites, as they were looking for the promised land, he said, this is the land flowing with milk and honey that I prophesied years and centuries and decades ago that I would give to my people. But yet, when they had spies go into the promised land, they saw these big, humongous people. They said, oh, no, we can't fight them. We can't overcome them. But there was two. All you need is a few. You don't need everybody on your team. You don't need everybody to hoop and holler for you because all you need is just two. Because in God's word, he said, when two or more come in his name, he is there. He said, when we touch and agree, it is already said and done as long as it is perfect will. So I tell you, those two spies said, yes, we can overcome the enemies who have taken over our land because God had promised it to us. But yet, they did not have enough faith. So for 40 years, they wandered. They wandered around the promised land that was right next door. Now, the question that I have for you, what are you wandering around that God has not that God has already released, but you have not went out to get it? What are you wandering around that God already said yes, but your mind is still telling you no? What are you wandering around that God has already said this is yours, but yet you are asking yourself, how is it possible? How is it going to be done? And I'm speaking to myself. So as I point one finger, you three are coming back at me because I'm preaching to myself. Because there's so many things that God said, this is for you, this is yours, you can have it, you can achieve it. But yet in my earthly logical sense, I'm asking, how is it possible? How is it going to be done? God, how is this going to be? Because I have all these things on my plate. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But yet you want me to do this as well. How am I going to divide myself? And I asked, and I said last night, I wish I could clone myself. Because if I could clone myself, then all things could be possible. But yet when you are with God and God wants you to do something and God has something online for you, you are just that one person that can do all that God has told you to do. But we have to be obedient. We have to walk by faith, not by sight. We have to know the beat of God's drum. We have to know when the Spirit speaks where it tells us to go left and right because you never know what opportunity is going to come next. And I can tell you as a testimony, even when I went to D.C. and I spoke with Beauty, Business and Beauty, Learn, Lead, and Leave a Legacy, even though the project did not complete how I wanted it to be, but just because of that one opportunity to speak in D.C., last year, May, connected with me so many other people that led me to the point to run for Miss Corporate America. So I may not become Miss Corporate America, and I am not bitter, because trust me, whatever is for me is going to be for me, and God's going to give it to me. But yet, it's leading to so many other opportunities to come. Say that I'm Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016, and I'm representing the place that I was, my childhood occurred, even though born in Miami, raised in Fort Lauderdale, and back in Miami. So So I tell you, you never know how the circle of life will come about. You never know the people you meet in your life. That's why you should always treat people with respect and dignity. You should always treat people as if they are something, because you never know what God is going to do in their life. Because I could tell you last year, there were some people who thought I would never come out. They thought I would never amount to things because I kept trying and striving and all these different things, but they couldn't see the fruit of my labor. But I tell you, this season, they're going to see my fruit of my labor. And they're going to see that all that God was doing on the inside of me is about to come out. Because they didn't see the external. They saw the external, but they didn't see the working that God was doing on the inside of me. They didn't see who God was going to make me to be. They didn't see the opportunities that God was going to give me. But I tell you, now they wish. Now they wish. That's why I say, guess what? You never judge a book by its cover. And even as I'm a candidate, a political candidate, people saying, aren't you too young? Aren't you this and this and that? I give them my testimony. They have nothing else to say afterwards. Because I may be young, but I've been through a lot in life. But yet, as I even was sharing with someone today, that all that I've been through in life has prepared me for where I am right now. The opportunities that I'm taking up right now. The people that I'm connecting with right now. Because I've been through life, I've become wiser. I was weak, but now I'm made strong. I was mourning, but now I got my laughter. But I tell you, you just never know what God is going to do. Because I say, guess what? Guess what? God has something in store for you today. Before this month is over, God has something in store for you. But are you ready? Are you willing and available? Are you obedient to what God wants to do in your life? Because I tell you, God saying in his word, he has no respect to person. Whatever he's done for one, he could do for the other. But it's about our faith. It is truly about our faith. Because you never know what steps will take you to the next level. Even to this week, I had the opportunity to go to the DNC Hispanic Summit. And yes, I'm not Hispanic by present origin, but I have Hispanic in my bloodline. And just by going and being present, because I respect the Hispanic community, I know they're valuable, good. My good friends are Hispanic. I'm surrounded around Hispanics at my Western Toastmasters, which I love, Poquito Español, and I'm still working on it, Poquito Con Puente, Poquito Español. And it is awesome. And I met someone who's going to help do some things here in Miami-Dade, and they live in Orlando. So you just never know that the people you connect with, you never know that person on the elevator with you, that could be an assignment from God. That could be a divine appointment from God. The people that you meet in wherever you are, don't ever take it lightly, because as the word says, you never know if you're entertaining angels or even God himself in flesh. Because when Jesus came on the earth, people thought he was just a poor servant, a son of the carpenter Joseph. But he was the Son of Man in human flesh. So you never, 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 ever know who's sitting next to you, who you're talking to, because you don't know what God is doing in their life. So don't ever judge them by their external, because guess what? God has something in store for you, but are you willing to go after it? The decisions that you make today, let your tomorrow thank you. Let your tomorrow thank you for the decisions you make today. Because I tell you, the decision that I made to even do the Miss Corporate America pageant, my tomorrow's thanking me. The opportunity to go to the DNC Hispanic Summit, my tomorrow's going to thank me. The opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. and be with the African Diaspora Leadership Council, with the DNC Ethnic Coordinating Council. The people that I met there, yes, I may not be are originally from Africa, but my ancestors are from Nigeria. I have a Nigerian name, has connected me to other opportunities that this week that the DNC Ethnic Council came back and we met in Miami. And the opportunity to even work with my own ethnic group, the Haitian American community, to do a similar opportunity as the African diaspora. So you never know where your feet is going to take you. So don't underestimate where your feet is leading you if it's by the Spirit of God. Because as God has shown himself over and over again, it will and lead you to the next step. But you have to be willing, available. The decisions that you make, pray on it and do not take it lightly, because you never know how your tomorrow will respond to it. Do you want your tomorrow to thank you or say, I wish you didn't? I personally want my tomorrow to say thank you a million times over, that legacies and generations to come will thank me for the sacrifice that I'm making in my life. for the decisions that I've made in my life. Because I tell you, I'm a roaring lion. And this lioness, she ain't playing. Because whatever God has her name on it, whatever is hers, whatever decision God has called her to do, she's not going to think twice. Because you know what? She knows that guess what? God's going to do it, and he's going to do it, and do it, and do it again. Because he said he is the same God he was yesterday, today, and forevermore. So one, don't ever judge a book by its cover. Two, don't look at where you are today, but look where your mind is taking you. Three, those decisions that you make, make sure you do it with God. Because when those decisions are made with God, all things are possible. Nothing in heaven, hell, or earth can separate you from the love of God. And nothing in heaven, earth, or hell can separate you from the blessings of God. If you are sold out to God with your mind, body, soul, and spirit. If you're willing to work hard and do whatever God has told you to do and be obedient, available, willing, and ready. Because you could be all those things, but if you're not ready to take that next step, God can't move for you. You have to make that step first. That's why every time someone receives a blessing or a healing in the Word of God, they have to show action. They have to show faith. And then there's another thing to have action, because it says faith without works is dead. So if you have faith but you're not putting no work into a baby, I'm sorry to tell you, it's dead. But if you have faith and you put action to it and it's that action of God that's leading you, then you are good. So I just want to encourage you all today. Guess what? God's going to do it. And not in 2016, but in the month of March 2016. So you got some more days left in this month. You better go do what you got to do. Handle your business. Yes, handle your business. Because God's already handled his. He's waiting on you. Sometimes we think that God is waiting on us, but God said, I'm already ready. I'm waiting on you. Are you ready to do what God has called you to do? Well, I'm just excited, so I will have a special announcement. I got to finalize the details first, but once those details are set in stone and paper is written, I will definitely release the special announcement that I do have that I actually posted earlier this week on Twitter. That announcement is still coming. We're still working out the details. So once that is done, trust me, I will have a testimony for you to tell you that one step of faith, that one step of obedience and willing and available, and I was ready for the next step. Has opened another door of opportunities that this sister here, she ain't stopping. She's going all out, full force, whatever it takes, because before this month is over, I'm receiving some blessings that have my name on it. And then definitely by the end of this year, it's going to be on and popping like Donkey Kong, as my friends say. But you know what? I hope you all realize that life is too short. Do not take the opportunities that come to you lightly, because some opportunities are once in a lifetime. And some opportunities only have a window of opportunity to achieve it. So whatever you're asking God for, whatever opportunities God is giving you, just walk by faith. Don't ask yourself how. Don't ask yourself when or why. Just move. Move at the beat of God's drum in your life. Because each step we take, he will provide. Each step that we move forward to what he said to do, he shall give it to you. But you got to move by faith. You can't look at sight saying, oh, it's only what I can see. I can't do what I can. I can't because I don't have the resources, or I'm not the right one. All these different dots that we have, we need to move past that, because God is ready to do some amazing things in his people's life. But sometimes we hold ourselves back. And as my good friend James Ola says, move out of your own way. Get out of your own way. And I could not understand, and I know I said this before on the show, I could not understand the phrase get out of your own way, but now I'm coming to realize. Many times we get in our own way of the things that God wants to do in our life. But this time around, I learned, trust me, every blessing that has my name on it, I'm going after it. And I'm not taking it lightly, and I'm not being nice about it. But I love you with the love of the Lord. So you all, I just want to say, guess what? Go after the decision that God has already placed in you. Go after the things that have your name on it. Go after all that you need, because God would do it. He would do it exceedingly above all that you could ever ask for or imagine. If you trust him, and he shall do it. Oh, I tell you, just trust him. Trust him and have faith. But after you trust him and have faith, move. Have action. Show your faith has works and power and abilities. It's not just by your mouth moving. It's just not by your thoughts, but it's by your action. Are your feet moving? Are your hands moving? to do what God has called you to do. Well, I got to go. I hope you all enjoy this wonderful hot day here in South Florida. Have a great weekend. So excited. There's a lot going on this weekend, but just keep with me on social media and you'll find out what's happening all this weekend. I just say enjoy life. Realize that life is too short. Work hard, but also play hard, too, because life is just way too short. Let's set yourself some signs. Enjoy life. Be grateful for what is in your life and not what's out of your life, because sometimes we think of what we don't have, but be grateful for what you do have, because a grateful heart shall receive more. But if you are not grateful for what you already have, why would the Lord bless you for more? So you all just take care. Be blessed. Know that Pharaoh Delica is always here for you. I am praying for you all. If you guys want some prayer, if you have some prayer requests, just shoot, send me an email or connect with me on social media, and we're just going to be praying it up for you. Because my prayers do get answered. And I just say thank y'all for all that you continue to do in supporting us and being with us on Finding Your Hidden Treasure every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. Know that I love you with the love of the Lord. Know I'm here for you. And most of all, don't ever allow anyone to make you feel inferior. Because if they do, then you have given that power. So you all just be blessed. Be with us next Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and just make sure you check us out. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter, and we are on LinkedIn. If you want to send me an email, send the email to info@FayolaDelicaLLC.com. Once again, that's info@FayolaDelicaLLC.com. And that's where you can shoot me an email. So I look forward to hearing from you all, and know that I am a candidate running for office. I just want to say please, 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 please check out my website. I will leave it on that note, but I will say in order to win this race, I need your votes. I need your time to the campaign to volunteer, and I need your money. So if you want to donate $5, $10, $15, $20, $100, $1,000, whatever you got, because that's how Obama won. He didn't win with the big donors. He won with the masses giving whatever they had. So I would be truly grateful for what all you give to my campaign. And my campaign's website is electfayoladelica.com. Once again, that's electfayoladelica.com. Check my campaign page out. I look forward to connecting with you all out on the campaign trail, on my business trail, on my community trail, or just me as Fayola Delica. Love you all. Take care. Peace and blessings. Bye-bye.